Well, it depends, I guess, if you're talking about, in the first place, if you're talking about commercial radio, community radio, or ABC. Commercial radio in 2008 was sitting at 0.14% of music to on-air time. ABC was a hell of a lot better, but still under 2% at 1.37%. And community radio is around the 4% mark. So I don't need to tell you, it lacks a bit of penetration, shall we say, particularly in the commercial market.
Now, those results came from the recent Song Cycles survey. How was that study conducted?
APRA, as you know, administers the communication, the public performance and broadcast right in musical work. So we license music users. One of our biggest clients, if you like, is the broadcast sector. So as part of the condition of the licence, which enables broadcasters to use music, the worldwide repertoire, in APRA's repertoire, is that they have to give us logs of the music that goes to air. And in the case of commercial radio, we receive quarterly electronic files from all the radio stations around the country, of which I think there's about 250. That translates to about, I think it's a little over 2 million broadcast hours. So we analysed those broadcast logs and matched it to our membership system. We have 60,000 members. Our members also tell us their ethnicity if they choose to, whether they be Torres Strait Islander, Indigenous, Maori, Pacific Islander. And so we matched those works against our membership database. That's how we got those conclusions.
Did the results surprise you at all?
Look, I knew, I expected, I had a gut feeling it would be low. I guess I didn't think it would be that low.
There is a requirement, I believe, for all broadcasters to play a certain amount of Australian music. Is there a requirement to play a particular level of Indigenous or Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander music?
No, but there is something in the ABC Charter, I think, that makes reference to that point. And the local content quota is self-regulatory. And I think what we have discovered, and I mean, there is a lot of discussion about the lack of new music that's broadcast on any radio sector, particularly commercial. And what we've found is that in order to meet new local content quotas, that often new music is played between midnight and dawn, so not the peak times, if you like.
Sally Howland is the Director of Member Services at APRA. You mentioned a moment ago the ABC's charter with APRA. What is the corporation's obligation under that agreement?
The ABC charter does make specific reference to the playing of Indigenous music, which is quite apart from the charter, for example, for community radio or even community radio.
Less than 2% doesn't sound like a great deal. Is that something that could be significantly improved, in your opinion?
I think it's ambitious. Ultimately, it comes down, what the study finds, is that it comes down to quality. Access is a major issue for Indigenous musicians, access to skilled engineers and skilled producers. If you deny Indigenous artists, or any artist for that matter, access to experts in those fields, then you're going to produce a poor quality recording. In order to get any kind of mainstream success, you have to be able to be competitive in that market. And to be competitive, you have to produce quality recordings. And unless and until there is significant investment made in production, good quality production of musical recordings, and breaking down those barriers to access, to expertise for producers and engineers, you will not get quality recordings. I should add that there's been some recent moves by the federal government. There was a program, I think it was launched last year, and it's now in its second round through the Federal Arts Department, and it's a program called the Breakthrough Program. And it invested five, I think, at times $25,000 grants to Indigenous artists to record high-quality recordings. So there is certainly an acknowledgement of the issues in that space, and the federal government pleasingly has done something about it and is starting to do something about it.
It's not just airwaves and recording. There's an element of barrier to touring as well?
Yeah, well, when you consider in the context of where the majority of Indigenous artists live, and that's in the territory, APRA's membership, about less than 30%, 27% of our Indigenous members, our composers and songwriters, live in the territory. So you immediately have this geographic dislocation. So in order for artists to move around the territory and perform live, it's inherently difficult because of the vast distances they have to travel. That in turn incurs a great cost to move to more regional centres, be it capital cities, etc. So on the one hand, there is this sort of burgeoning festival environment, which is fantastic, which is offering performance opportunities, whether you're Indigenous or non-Indigenous. But there are also a great level of community festivals occurring in the territory. There's regional festivals. And there is some pretty positive talk about providing a network of these touring festivals, because the more that a band plays, the better practiced they become, the more professional they become. They can generate income from performing live, which goes directly back to the artist. So there are some opportunities, plenty of opportunities I see in the live arena.